Hello, friends, and welcome to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope this message will equip, encourage, and edify you in your journey of life. We'd love to connect with you. Please email us at info@coastlinecc.org. And for more information about our church and our services, visit coastlinecc.org. Now let's open our hearts and open God's Word. Some of us walked into this new year saying something like, new year, same problems, right? New year, same problems. But what if the problem in your life isn't the year? What if it's the volume of our testimony? Because you can believe in Jesus privately, or even in the privacy of a local New Testament Baptist church where everybody else believes it too. You can believe in Jesus privately and still live Monday through Saturday, still live publicly like he doesn't matter. Here's the truth that we don't like to admit. A silent Christian is a confusing Christian. Jesus didn't save you, church, to blend in with the rest of society. Jesus didn't save you so you could fit in and not make waves. No, he saved you to stand out. So as this year begins, God isn't asking you to know more, just to increase your knowledge. He's not asking you to know more. He's asking you to say more. Church, for Coastline, for this church, for you, it's time to testify. Acts 1:8, I'll read it again. It says, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Jesus didn't say, you might become witnesses. No, he says, you shall become witnesses. If you've got the Spirit of Jesus Christ, if you've got the Spirit of God in you as a believer, as a child of God, you've got a story. If you've got the Spirit, you've got a story. So you say, Pastor, what does it mean to test? What's this word testify? What does it mean to testify? To testify isn't to argue. It's not to impress. It's not to post a verse on Instagram and then disappear. No, to testify means this. I've seen something, I've experienced something, and I refuse to pretend that I haven't. That's a definition for us today to what it means to testify. I've experienced Jesus Christ in my life. I've seen his grace and mercy flowing into my life so much, and I refuse to pretend that I haven't. You don't testify about theories or no, you testify about transformations. And some of you have been transformed by Jesus Christ and his grace, and it's time to testify. Couple points this morning of what we need to testify about this year. Number one is this, testify of your Savior. Testify of your Savior. Acts 4:20 says, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. This is the new believers. We have to talk about it, they're saying. We can't keep our mouths shut about what Jesus has done for us. You don't need better wording. No, you need bold remembrance. Thinking about what God has done. The greatest threat to your witness isn't opposition from the world. No, it's familiarity. It's those who've known Jesus for a long time, who've been in church for a long time, who've sung the songs of God for a long time. You've known Jesus so long, you forgot what life was like without him. That's your greatest opposition to your witness. It's just getting used to the Christian life. Sitting on your grace like a nice Christian, and that's about it. But if he rescued you, if Jesus forgave you, if he changed you, then silence is not humility, it's hesitation. We live in an easily offended world, and guess what? Those who've grown up that way in this new generation, including myself, we are so extra careful that we don't bother someone or don't hurt somebody's feelings or don't make somebody uncomfortable, and that is not the gospel. That is not the gospel. Talk about Jesus in your life like he's alive because he is. Say his name at work. Say his name in your home. Say his name when it's inconvenient. Man, we act like we can't talk about the fact that we're Christians at all. I'm not saying you work at your job in an office and you decide to stand up on your desk and say, hey, you're all going to hell. I'm not saying that. You know I'm not saying that. But when did we get away from being able to just talk about God at all? I'm not talking about saying, hey, you're going to listen to me right now. I'm going to read you 14 chapters of the Bible, you know, on our lunch break. I'm not saying that. But you've got to get comfortable, and you got to get comfortable. How was your weekend? Oh, we had a great weekend at church, man. God's been so good to me. You're allowed to say that. And if somebody goes to HR and complains, you tell your HR representative, hey, God's been really good to me too. You're allowed to say that. Again, we're not talking about using company time to spread the God. I'm not talking about that. That would be, God wouldn't want you to do that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about we have gotten so careful about hiding our faith because we don't want to get in trouble or lose this or lose that. And Jesus literally died for you. Jesus shed his blood, was nailed to a cross with a crown of deep thorns pressed deeply into his head, his beard ripped from his face, and we don't want to offend anybody. 2026, it's time to testify. And you know what? Sometimes you got to let your patience preach. At home, at work, where people say, wow, like, he's got it together. Wow, let your character preach. Let your forgiveness shout to the name of Jesus. Let your joy confuse people. But don't be afraid to say the name Jesus. I have a friend of mine. He's a pastor friend, but he's also a Mason. And I remember meeting him. And they're actually the church that allowed us to use their building for 4 or 5 months back before we had this building, when we were going through building issues, and they let us stay there and paid all the bills. It was amazing. And I remember meeting this guy, and he talked about Jesus all the time. All the time. And I remember being like, I like this guy. And we talk, and I'm like, dude, you're an inspiration to me because you just talk about it like I remember he gave us a drum set that we could give to Charlie for Christmas, because Charlie wanted to get a drum set. And we saw him at a restaurant, and I said, Charlie, this is the guy that gave you the drum set. He goes, no, your dad's wrong. Jesus gave you that drum set, is what he said. But he's just so, it's so free for him to just talk about it. And obviously, he's created a beautifully healthy spiritual habit that he just didn't think twice. He just is talking about Jesus all the time. And I'm like, man, I got to do a better job of just remembering that Jesus has changed my life. And even if the lady at Dunkin' Donuts doesn't want to hear it, I might talk about him anyway. Because God is good to me. If I'm going to sit here, if I'm going to stand up here on Sundays and raise my hand and say, all my life, he's been faithful. And man, I'm going to cry tears of gratefulness for the Lord. On Tuesday, I can, and someone, how was your weekend? I can say, you know what? It was kind of tough, but the Lord was good to us. I can say that. And you can say that. Testify of your Savior. Jesus changed your life. And guess what? He wants to change the lives of the people in your life. So you guys start talking about them. Number two, testify of your salvation. This goes right along with number one, but testify of your salvation. Yes, number one, of your Savior. Number two, of your salvation. Romans 1:16, Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him, the enemy, that dragon, that Satan. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Listen, some of us are bold about politics. Man, we'll talk politics all day long. We'll get emotional about it. Hey, we'll get passionate about it. Some of us are bold about sports. Man, we're in the playoffs right now. Man, I'll tell you some of you, the Patriots, man, we're going to die. And you'll be bold about that. You're bold about your opinions, but you're quiet about the one thing that saved your soul. Listen, Tom Brady didn't save you. Okay? Donald Trump didn't save you. Joe Biden, whoever, fill in the blank, whoever you like. They didn't change your life, but Jesus did. Jesus changed your life. He rescued your family. He delivered you from addictions. And we're quiet about the one person that changed our life. You don't need a perfect past to testify. No, you just need an honest one. Your story doesn't disqualify you. It authorizes you. God's changed your life. It's time to testify of your salvation. Stop minimizing your salvation. Man, that's... I tell every time I get to talk to someone about salvation, about the gospel, and they pray and ask Christ to save them, they get saved. I say, that's the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. And I believe that. Stop minimizing your salvation to some, you know, moment of, you know, just, oh, that was a spiritual moment. No, that's the biggest moment in your life, when you give your life and your heart to Jesus Christ and you believe in the gospel that Jesus died, rose again for you, and he forgave you of your sins. Stop assuming that people don't want to hear it. The devil's a liar, and he will whisper and say, don't be talking about that. It's going to bother them. You have no idea. You have no idea. How many people in your life, in your workplace, your neighbors are searching for hope in a hopeless world? And we have it. We have hope in Jesus Christ. Stop waiting for the right moment, because you're going to miss the moment entirely. It's time to testify. The gospel doesn't need better timing. It needs obedient messengers, and that's you and me. Share Jesus clearly, not vaguely. People don't need your vagueness. Listen, the word confrontational has a lot of negative connotations. To be confrontational, if you're a confrontational person, like you're someone that gets in people's faces. But when it comes to our testimony, there are times in love, it's okay to have a confrontational testimony where you're just like, I'm going to get right out and say it. Jesus changed my life and he wants to change yours. I came into contact with a person that I've known for a long time a few days ago, randomly said, oh my gosh, so-and-so, how are you? And this is someone that got saved and got baptized and was making changes, and they just kind of got away. Life happened to them and they've been a little away. And I said, man, it's so good. And they brought up the fact, they said, oh, church. I said, well, I'm not going to press you to come to church. I'm not doing that. I said, I'm just good to see you. And then I said, you know, I said, there's a reason that our paths are crossing. God's trying to, I said this to them. I said, God is chasing you down. I said, God is chasing you down. And he's a lot more patient than we are. A lot more gracious we were. And this person said, I know. I said, hey, I love you, and it's so good to see you. I'm praying for you. Listen, we got to get back. Christians, I would hope that if I wasn't a pastor and I was just a regular church-growing Christian that worked a job, and that I would say the same thing I said a few days ago to that person, whether I was a pastor or not. We've got to get back to being comfortable talking about God. We've gotten away from it. We talk about God with each other. Obviously, I hope so. You know, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ, church family. Yeah. Hey, God. But I'm talking about away from these, in between these four walls. Out there where people need it. They don't got it. We, praise the Lord, as far as I know, we all got it. We got Jesus. We know he's changed our lives. But I'm talking about your coworkers, your neighbors, some of you, your family. They need Jesus. They don't even realize how much they need him. It's okay. We got to get back to talking about God, to talking about Jesus, to talking about the fact that I'm saved. I don't got to work my way to heaven. I don't got to hope or anything. No, I know I got Jesus and I got heaven, and they can have it too. Testify of your salvation. Number three, testify of your security. I mean your daily confidence in Christ. Praise God for a secure eternity in heaven because of my salvation, Jesus Christ. But Jesus didn't save me just so that one day I'll go to heaven. No, he saved me to help me now, to help you now. and you have in Jesus Christ security, daily confidence in Christ. Testify number three of your security. Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can take you away from the love of Jesus Christ. John 10, 28. Jesus said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. We are secure in Christ. That's something to be excited about. That's something to testify about. In a world addicted to anxiety, it feels. Peace is kind of provocative almost. It goes against modern society to be a person that has peace. It goes against the norm. When everything shakes and you don't, people notice. Your calm is preaching. Your trust is testifying. You're not denying the storm in your life. You just know who's in the boat. And that speaks to people. That speaks to people. People see it. Let people in your life hear you say things like, God's got me. Well, at least I know I'm not alone. Listen, this isn't the end. People need to hear your faith and hear your security in Christ and see and hear your peace. They're in the middle of difficulty, in the middle of heartache, in the middle of trial. And they say, oh my, and people know about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, how are you doing? It's like, you know, it's really tough. But God's got me. It's going to be okay. It's tough now. Man, I'm crying tears of stress and worry. But the Lord is holding on to me. You don't understand how powerful that testimony is to people that don't know Jesus. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it with my own eyes. People's entire attitude, demeanor, and heart change when they see somebody else's faith, when they see somebody else's trust, when they see somebody else's strength in Jesus Christ. It changes them. Faith under pressure speaks louder than faith on Sunday. Remember that. Faith under pressure speaks louder, preaches louder, makes more of a change than faith on a Sunday at the church house. Testify of your security. And this is the last one, a little bit more practical. Testify of your sanctuary. It's 2026, new year. Testify of your sanctuary. And I mean your church. Your church family, your safe place, really. I hope that you feel like this place, even though I'm going to preach hard and maybe you'll get convicted by the Spirit of God, this is a place where you can be you. All of you. And if God wants to make adjustments, He'll let you know in this place. But testify of your sanctuary, your church. Hebrews 10, 24, 25 says this, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Then it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, encouraging one another, building one another up, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. That scripture is clear. It says, don't miss God's house. Be here with your people. And it says, and at this time in the book of Hebrews, other Christians around were forsaking the assembling together, which is what we're doing right now. We're assembling together for the Lord. And at that time, back in the New Testament, the writer is saying, hey, others are doing this. They are forsaking it. They're not getting together and it's hurting them. He says, don't do that. No, don't forsake it. But even more so, get grounded in your church and encourage one another and build one another up. That's what the church is about. We praise and honor and glorify God, and we exhort and build each other up. We're doing life together. We're facing trials together. This morning, I had a beautiful picture from that door of a crowd over here praying and talking to God and seeking God for the people of this church, for the growth of this church. I have no doubt even praying for me, their pastor. That's what it's all about. Testify of your sanctuary. Acts 2, 46 and 47, talking about the church when the church began. And they, continuing daily with one accord, with one spirit, with one heart, in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. It's about giving God glory and listen, testifying of what God's given us. The church, by the way, isn't a building. We know that. It's not a building you attend. This used to be Bonkers Kids Zone. Okay, that's why all those outlets on these walls. There's a bunch of arcade games and stuff. Probably sticky and smelly and a bunch of sugar and all that stuff. But right now, bless you, it's Coastline Baptist Church. See, that's family, right? Bless you in the middle of service. Amen. This is Coastline Baptist Church. This is Coastline Baptist Church. Sometimes I'm standing here on a weekday when I got to drop something off, and I'll stand right over here when I come through these doors, and I'll look around and be like, holy cow, there's a church here. Wow. I'll stand out on the side, and I'll look at them. I'm like, hey, this is cool. There's a big sign up there that says Coastline Baptist Church. We did it. We made it. We're here. From Trader's Lane, the little apartment that we had, the little in-law suite we started the church in, and now we're here. Wow, this is amazing. The church isn't a building you attend because we've moved a lot. It's a family you belong to. When the church loves well, the world listens. When the church shows their love, Jesus said it, the world will know by your love one for another. Your invitation. We got all those new invitations that are all in the background. I don't have one on me, unfortunately. But those little square cards that say, hey, I'll save you a seat. Or, you know, Jesus wants to change your life. And there's a little barcode in the back with the church information. Your invitation is evangelism. It's evangelism. It's, hey, you know what? I love my church, and it's helped me a lot. It's changed my life. You should come check it out. Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, I know. But hey, you should seriously come check it out. I want you. Come sit. I'll save you a seat. I probably won't be sitting alone. They're not going to call you up. He's not going to make you stand up. He's not going to embarrass you. You tell them that, because a lot of churches do that. All the visitors that are there will say, hey, have a visitor stand up. That would stress me out. We don't do that here. Your invitation is evangelism. Your commitment to the church is a witness. When someone says, hey, Sunday, 10:30, we're going to do this. You should come. Like, I can't. I can come after. I got church, though. I got church. Oh, yeah, but can't you miss? No, I really don't like missing. Mercy this morning, I hate missing. She said, I hate missing. I do. My wife's not here. She's taking care of my oldest boy. We hate missing. Your commitment to the house of God, which ultimately is your commitment to God, speaks. It's a witness. People say, wow, they really, really care. They really, really believe. So speak life about your church. Invite boldly. Don't feel bad inviting someone to church. If they got to work, they got to work. They'll tell you. Serve visibly. Man, when you're here and maybe your friend or family comes, man, let them see you caring about your church. Because when people see a church that loves like Jesus, guess what? They start asking about Jesus. When people see a church that serves and loves like Jesus, they start asking questions. Hey, what's going on over there? They may say, man, the church I grew up in was this or that or that. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I talk to. They have a horrible church background. So, of course, they don't want to go to church because they think they're all the same. So you got to speak life about church. Oh, our church doesn't do that. No, we just go, we sing, and pastor sometimes is a little long, but besides that, it's pretty good. This year, listen, we're finishing up. This year, God isn't calling you to be perfect, okay? God is not calling you to be perfect this year. But he's calling you to be present. Okay? Present with your words. Present with your walk. Present with your witness. So don't just wear your faith, but voice it. Man, you got your Coastline church, people wear it. I see a bunch of hoodies out there even today. I love it. People ask about it. Oh, yeah, that's my church. The back is pretty clear. Know Jesus deeply, show Jesus daily. Let's live that theme this year. That's been our theme for 6 years. Let's live it this year. Show Jesus daily. Don't just attend church, but testify through it. Don't just believe in Jesus, but let the world know he's real. Say it with your words. Say it with your mouth. And show it with your life. Every one of us, no matter how long you've been saved, no matter how long it's been since you got baptized, somebody's just been a month. No matter who you are in this room, if you're a child of God, you are called to testify. If you are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, you are called to share Jesus, to share your faith, to share your story, to share the grace of God in your life. And church, it's time to testify. Thank you again for listening to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope the message was an encouragement to your heart. Please connect with us through our website, coastlinecc.org, or on Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message, send us an email, and we'd love to connect with you. We'd also love if you could visit us for a Sunday morning service. You can find our address on our website, and our services start at 10 a.m. Our mission at Coastline is simply this: to know Jesus deeply and to show Jesus daily. I hope that we've helped you do that in your life today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.